Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise.
I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to praise His holy name. I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to thank the Lord. I just came to thank the Lord. I just came to praise His holy name. I just came to thank the Lord. He came into my life one very special day. He came into my heart to show me a better way.
He said He would never depart, and this is why I sing.
I just came to praise the Lord. I just came to love the Lord. I just came to love the Lord. I just came to praise His holy name. I just came to love the Lord.
I just came to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I just came to
praise the Lord.
The Lord.
I just came to praise His holy name. I just came.
I just came to praise the Lord. We have come to thank the Lord. All of us together, we want to express our love to the Lord. Father, thank You for Your goodness to us. Thank You for Your patience with us. And thank You for Your grace and Your mercy for us. Father, I thank You for Jesus, for the whole plan of salvation, who came to this earth to die in our place, the Lamb of God, the Good Shepherd, giving His life for all of us. Father, we love You and we thank You for Your goodness. Take pleasure in our program today. Take pleasure in our adoration, our songs. Speak to us through the Psalm 131 today and the devotional, where we talk a little bit more about the 23rd Psalm. Heavenly Father, we love You and we worship You and we praise Your holy name today. Giver of all grace, keeper of my peace, creator of the world, Lord of everything, Messiah, King, You reign, most high and holy Lord, my heart resounds in praise. The heavens declare the wonders of Your love. The universe, it stands with just Your spoken word. The angels bow before You and echo sweet refrains, crying, "Holy is the Lamb who was for sinners slain." Almighty God, glorious Lord, Father of mercy and love, to You we lift our voice. We give You our hearts. We give You our lives. Abide in our praise. Let us feel Your holy touch, Almighty God.
Holy Lord, my heart resounds in praise. declare the wonders of your love. The universe, it stands with just your spoken word. The angels bow.
And now I'd like to share with you Psalm 131, a song of ascents, a psalm of David. My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have stilled and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
When I gaze into the night sky and see the works of your fingers, the moon and stars suspended in space, have made him a little lower than the angels. You have put him in charge of all creation, the beasts of the field, the birds of the
He who sprinkled stars in heaven could do anything that he pleased. And he who formed the highest mountains is the God of all that was and is to be. Yet he chose to make his son a helpless baby, to become a willing sacrifice. His love unfolded right before our eyes. All along he knew that Jesus had to die. He's the God of all gods, the King of all kings. He's the great and mighty maker of all things. Yet this God of all gods and Lord of all lords chose to give his son for you and me. What a great
above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what all thrones,
We just heard from Lenny LeBlanc his wonderful song entitled Above All. And in the background right now, Mary Beth Carlson and her rendition of the same song, Above All. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for your letters when you write to us here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the program Call to Worship. We post it online on Sunday morning, and it's available for the entire week in case you miss it on your local station. So you can check us out if you missed the program or if you just want to listen to it again. And in addition to the program, we have the playlist, listing the songs and the artists and the album information and like that. You can also call up the scripture. Today it was Psalm 131. We have that on the playlist. And there's other things on that website too. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And by the way, the mailing address for Call to Worship is available on that website. Or you can copy down Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And coming up later in our broadcast today, we'll be sharing a devotional by Max Lucado from his book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, about You Anoint My Head with Oil. That's our verse for today. In ancient Israel, shepherds used oil for three purposes: to repel insects, to prevent conflicts, and to heal wounds. Most of the year, sheep are calm, passive animals. Oh, they still get hurt, however, and these wounds are the third reason the shepherd anoints the sheep. Most of the wounds a shepherd treats are simply the result of living in a pasture. Sheep can get hurt. As a result, the shepherd regularly, well, often daily, inspects the sheep, searching for cuts and abrasions. He doesn't want today's wound to become tomorrow's infection. And neither does God. Just like sheep, we have wounds, but our wounds are of the heart that come from disappointment after disappointment. And so, like sheep, we get wounded. And we, like the sheep, have a shepherd. Remember the words we read, "We belong to him. We are just his people, the sheep he tends." He will do for you what the sheep does for the sheep. He will tend to you. And so coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we'll be sharing that devotional by Max Lucado about sheep. Well, let's get back to Mary Beth Carlson in the background as we hear the rest of the song, Above All. And then after that, we'll hear from Don Moen in the camp, a Kirkland Orchestra, and soloist Mary Beth Jordan, "I Worship You, Almighty God, and King of Kings, Lord of Lords."
Thank you. Lord, your love is amazing. We come with grateful hearts to bless your holy name. We come to honor and to extol the worthiness of all that you are, your character, your word, and your perfect ways. You are all holy, all powerful, all knowing, and have shown yourself to be all loving. We bow to thank you, who in your greatness created us, yet in your mercy chose to love us.
Deeper than the valley, higher than the sky.
Periodically this year on Call to Worship, we have shared some thoughts by Max Licato from his book Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countryman Books, a division of Thomas Nelson Incorporated. We've gone through the 23rd Psalm, and today we're up to the verse that says, "You anoint my head with oil." When we come to God, we come with high hopes and a humble heart. In ancient Israel, shepherds used oil for three purposes: to repel insects, to prevent conflicts, and to heal wounds. Bugs bug people, but they can kill sheep. Flies, mosquitoes, and gnats can turn the summer into a time of torture for the livestock. Consider the nose flies, for example. If they succeed in depositing their eggs into the soft membrane of the sheep's nose, the eggs become worm-like larvae, which drive the sheep insane. One shepherd explains, "For relief from this agonizing annoyance, sheep will deliberately beat their heads against the trees and the rocks and posts and brush. In extreme cases of intense infestation, a sheep may even kill itself in a frenzied endeavor to gain respite from the aggravation. When a swarm of nose flies appears, sheep will panic. They run, they hide, they toss their heads up and down for hours, they forget to eat, they aren't able to sleep. Ewes stop milking and lambs stop growing, and the entire flock can be disrupted, even destroyed, by the presence of just a few nose flies. For this reason, the shepherd anoints the sheep. He covers their heads with an oil-like repellent. The fragrance keeps the insects at bay and the flock at peace. At peace, that is, until mating season. Most of the year, the sheep are calm, passive animals. But during mating season, everything changes. The rams strut around the pasture and flex their necks and try to win the attention of the new gal on the block. When a ram catches her eye, he tosses his head back and says, 'I want you, baby.' Sorry about that. About that time, her boyfriend shows up and tells her to go someplace safe. 'You better move, sweetie.' This could get ugly. The two rams lower their heads and pow, an old-fashioned headbutt breaks out. Now, to prevent injury, the shepherd anoints the rams. He smears a slippery, greasy substance over the nose and the head. This lubricant causes them to glance off rather than crash into each other. They still tend to get hurt, however, and these wounds are the second reason the shepherd anoints the sheep. Most of the wounds the shepherd treats are simply the result of living in a pasture. Thorns prick and rocks cut, and a sheep rubs its head too hard against a tree. Sheep get hurt. And as a result, the shepherd regularly, often daily, inspects the sheep, searching for cuts and abrasions. He doesn't want the cut to worsen, and he doesn't want today's wound to become tomorrow's infection. And neither does God. Just like sheep, we have wounds. But ours are wounds of the heart that come from disappointment after disappointment. And if we're not careful, these wounds lead to bitterness. And so, just like the sheep, we need to be treated. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, "He made us, and we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep He tends." Now, sheep aren't the only ones who need preventive care, and sheep aren't the only ones who need a healing touch. We also get irritated with each other. We butt heads with each other and then get wounded. And many of our disappointments in life begin as irritations. The large portion of our problems are not lion-sized attacks, but rather the day-to-day swarm of frustrations and mishaps and heartaches. You don't get invited to a dinner party. You don't make the team. You don't get the scholarship. Your boss doesn't notice your hard work. Your husband doesn't notice your new dress. Your neighbor doesn't notice the mess in his yard. You find yourself more irritable, more gloomy, more, well, you get the idea, more hurt. Like the sheep, you don't sleep well, and you don't eat well, and you may even hit your head against a tree a few times. Or you may hit your head against a person. It's amazing how hard-headed we can be with each other. Some of our deepest hurts come from butting heads with people. And like the sheep, the rest of our wounds come just from living in the pasture. The pasture of the sheep, however, is much more appealing. The sheep have to face wounds from thorns and thistles. We have to face aging and loss and illness. Some of us face betrayal and injustice. Live long enough in this world, and most of us will face deep, deep hurts of some kind or another. And so we, like the sheep, get wounded. And we, like the sheep, have a shepherd. Remember the words we read? We belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep He tends. He will do for you what the shepherd does for the sheep. He will tend to you. If you let Him, that is. How, you ask? How do you let Him? Well, the steps are so simple. First, you go to Him. David would trust his wounds to no other person but God. He said, "You anoint my head with oil," not your prophets or your teachers or your counselors. Others may guide us to God. Others may help us to understand God, but no one does the work of God, for only God can heal. Psalm 147, verse 3 says, God heals the brokenhearted. Have you ever taken your disappointments to God? I mean, you shared them with your neighbor, your relatives, and your friends, but have you taken them to God? James says in James 5:13, anyone who is having troubles should pray. Before you go anywhere else with your disappointments, go to God. Maybe you don't want to trouble God with your hurts. After all, He's got families and pestilence and wars, and He won't care about my little struggles, you think. Why don't you let Him decide that? He cared enough about a wedding to provide the wine. He cared enough about Peter's tax problems to give him a coin. He cared enough about the woman at the well to give her answers. 1 Peter 5:7 says He cares for you. Your first step is to go to the right person. Go to God. Your second step is to assume the right posture. Bow before God. In order to be anointed, the sheep must stand still, lower their heads, and let the shepherd do His work. Peter urges us to be humble unto God's powerful hand so that He will lift you up when the right time comes. When we come to God, we make requests, we don't make demands. We come with high hopes and a humble heart. We state what we want, but we pray for what is right. And if God gives us the prison of Rome instead of the mission of Spain, we accept it because we know God will always give what is right to His people who cry out to Him night and day, and He will not be slow to answer them. Luke 18:7. So we go to Him and we bow before Him, and number three, we trust in Him. The sheep doesn't understand why the oil repels the flies. The sheep doesn't understand how the oil heals the wounds. In fact, all the sheep knows is that something happens in the presence of the shepherd. And that's all we need to know as well. Psalm 25, verses 1 and 2 says, Lord, I give myself to You. My God, I trust You. So those are the three things we need to do. Go, bow, and trust. It's worth a try, don't you think? Heavenly Father, I thank You that You are intimately concerned with me, as You are with all creation. You are a spirit and You can be everywhere, and I believe You are intimately involved in my life. You see the heartaches, You see the problems, and You are there for me. All I need to do is to come to You and to bow before You with a humble heart, and then to place my complete trust in You. And I do that, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Redeemer.
Are there things inside your heart you think no one understands? Do you smile and face them on your own? And when it's late at night and there's no one else around, does your smile disappear when you're alone? My Father knows just what you're going through. My Father knows He's reaching out to you, and there's no need to run from Him. He loves you so. Just come to Him.
my Father knows. There's no need to run away. You cannot hide from Him, for He sees the hurt you have inside. And when no one seems to care or even understand, He is always there. In Him you can confide. My Father knows just what you're going through. My Father knows. He's reaching out to you. And there's no need to run from Him. He loves you so. Just come to Him. My Father knows. Come to Him, my Father knows.
Oh, what a wonderful song. Rick Webb, My Father Knows. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. Your gifts are very important, and I just want to say thank you. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Well, let's wind up our time together now as we listen to the Don Marr Singers and their song entitled, Alleluia. Alleluia.